he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Welcome, everyone. This is He Said, She Said, another month of rhetoric and rock and roll and conversation.
Another month of technically speaking and simply put. And you guess which one is which.
I think we should switch roles.
Oh, I should become technically speaking? I can't even say it. Technically.
Well, you know, really everyone has the capacity to perceive and identify and evaluate and determine their response to everything, which requires reason and logic and the use of our neocortex.
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, you know what? If you take a look, if any of you out there have watched Dr. Oz talks to the adult women and men and people watching the television like they are in kindergarten. So he keeps it simply put, and he puts a tad of technicality into it. So there you have it. If Dr. Oz can be simple, so can I.
Well, what that brings to my attention is the standard of education that is commonplace to people in the United States. They don't have the capacity to interact on any other level than what a kindergarten type individual of age.
But basically, let's talk. Let's talk turkey, shall we? Really, at the end of the day, to stay well and healthy is not rocket science. It's pretty darn simple stuff, right? We've always said that.
Yeah, you can reduce it to a simple and elegant concept, but when you get into the physics and the math and the science of physiology and biochemistry of nutrition, it becomes complex.
Yeah, that's why I have you around.
And everything that we take for granted, ultimately, our architecture, cement sidewalks and cars, has an incredible technology behind it that requires super sophisticated thinking and research.
Yes, dear, I agree. You're always right.
And humans have the capacity to adapt to that. Anyway, my dear, my darling, what's cooking?
What's cooking is mango salsa. Summertime is finally here, and it's time to bare our bodies and strut our stuff. So what we eat plays a big role in what our skin tone looks like and feels like. When the weather is sunny and warm, it's more likely that you'll be drawn to foods that are light, refreshing, and colorful. The more colorful and the fresher the food, the healthier attribute to your skin. So keep that in mind. Mango salsa is filled with beautiful appetizing colors, textures, and flavors. It looks great on the plate, but it tastes even better. The mango salsa can be a perfect accompaniment to any type of barbecue fish, bison burgers, or chicken. Mango salsa can also be eaten on top of a healthy cracker or pita or topped on a lettuce salad. Instead of using mustard or mayonnaise, try to spread it on a whole grain wrap with your favorite protein. So, you know, there's a multitude of things that you can use with a mango salsa, or just eat it on its own. It's really, really yummy.
I love mangoes. They're delicioso.
Oh, yeah. You got to eat them over the sink because they are. I eat about a mango every day.
And how do you like to eat a mango? What's your method?
Over the sink. I just cut the sides and then I cross cut it and then I peel it, open it up, and away I go and I eat it over the sink.
Yeah, that's
but
a good way to eat
for
it.
For me, I have to have a dental floss.
And what about
hand.
The seed inside? Then what do you do with that? Do you sort of eat around it?
And chew it all up.
Yeah.
Because it's so good. And you know what? I feel the live energy from that mango. I really feel refreshed. It makes me full. And I feel good after. I really feel whole after I've eaten whole food mango.
Yeah.
The mango is the peach of the tropics. It's one of the most commonly eaten fruits in tropical countries around the world. Did you know that?
Yeah. Mangoes account for approximately half of all tropical fruits produced worldwide.
Well, there you have it. They're very juicy and sweet tasting and high water content. That's what makes them so refreshing. So there you go. Make sure you eat lots of mangoes this summertime. Okay, so the colorful mango salad. What I do here is I use two mangoes and I cut them into small cubes. I chop up two shallots, which is like an onion, one red pepper cut into small cubes, 1 tablespoon of fresh dill chopped into small pieces, 1 tablespoon of fresh basil chopped into small pieces, and 1 tablespoon of fresh cilantro chopped into small pieces, and the zest, remember, of 1 lime, and 1 tablespoon of fresh extra virgin olive oil, and you can sprinkle some sea salt to taste. Make sure that you cut everything into uniform pieces so everything's the same size. And you want to combine everything and all the ingredients into a bowl. You want to stir it lightly. The mango salsa should be eaten the day it's made or it will become mushy. However, it tastes just as good, but just the look of it looks a little mushy. And if you want a more substantial salsa, why don't you try adding a cup of cooked black beans or garbanzo beans or lima beans or even a cup of quinoa to make it a little bit thicker and more substantial. But try adding mango into your diet. You're really going to be thankful for
it. Yeah, but you know what?
What?
I know you're a great cook and everything you make is fantastic, but I am not into salsas.
Why?
I'm just not attracted to salsas. I don't know. They're kind of mushy and they're gravy kind of consistency.
Yeah, you don't like gravies.
I don't like gravies. There's exceptions to all rules. I love my dip that I dip my vegetables in.
And you like the sauces.
The everyday healthy salad dressing.
If I make prawns or I made like a curried chicken, you like that olive oily curry cinnamon thing. You like,
yeah, I'm beginning to pay attention to my, if it's genetic or instinct or whatever, but my inherent preferences to texture and color, mouthfeel, it's almost beyond description or explanation or logic, because food is food and it has energy and micronutrients that you transfer into the body. But the idea, I guess, tied in with food that is tied also in with evolution is why and how we're attracted to food and how we prepare and eat it. There's almost a connection there with our genes. You know, like why people are attracted to certain foods, the look of foods, the feel of foods.
You like really crunchy foods. And I've gotten into crunchy foods. And I really understand what you're saying right now. Because when I was a competitive athlete and when I was teaching all the hours and I was busy, 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 I was so tired. I didn't want to chew my food. I just wanted mushy food. So I would eat things like mushy hamburgers
and
mashed potatoes.
Now that's got to be the best definition of laziness in the world.
Hey, but I was
too tired to chew your food.
Now, you know what? I figured that out. I wanted comfort food. I wanted mushy food. I didn't want to work
hard.
Hey,
it is what it is, man.
Chewing an apple and chewing on a carrot was way too much work.
Whereas I would be attracted to the chewy, crunchy feel.
That's because you weren't working
and
that
hard. And the mushy stuff I wouldn't be attracted to.
I know. You're
Mind
not.
You, I've never been that tired not to work at my food.
Well, there you go. I was a hard
Meaning
working
I'm
dog.
I'm a true endo. I'll do anything for food.
I was hard working, but I totally get it. For me today, I don't mind crunchy food. And the reason that I still like the mushy stuff, but I don't eat it as much as I used to. But I do like the crunchy food now because I know it's really good for my colon health. And it's all about what's going on inside my colon.
Yeah, remember that documentary we watched the other day about how some colons are impacted and blocked? Isn't that gross?
Yes.
How people get infected?
Yes.
They're full of so much crap,
literally. Yeah, exactly.
That it contaminates their body. They become like a sewer that is backed up or a sink.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, and it's because of how they eat and live.
Yeah. And also,
totally.
Some people don't like eating an apple, but what I would suggest is cut the apple up. Add some orange juice on top of it or lemon juice or lime juice so that it doesn't get brown, oxidized, and eat up an apple in thin little slices.
Now, you know what I just learned? That the method of eating the mango that you described,
yes.
If you Google mango, it tells you right there. It's called the hedgehog style.
Oh, there
And guess
you go.
What it looks like? It looks like the backside of a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, start eating some mangoes. Your skin is going to love you for it because it really will make it smooth and soft.
Yeah. And if you're like me, you'll just chop the mangoes up and throw them in your shake and whip them
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, yeah.
Or just eat them like the hedgehog. We used to train in Maui when I lived there, when I first moved there in 82. And Sammy and I, after working, we worked together at the hotel. We'd go to his place and we built an outdoor gym under the mango tree.
Ooh.
And once in a while, the odd mango would fall down. And in between sets and definitely afterwards, we'd feast on these beautiful, locally grown organic mangoes. I mean, does it get any better than that?
No, it doesn't.
And I also learned how to grow mangoes in Israel when I worked on the kibbutz. So there, ha ha.
There you go. You got one up on me.
So I know my mangoes.
All right.
And here's a skill testing question, and I'll leave it at that. Is there any vitamin A in a mango?
Nope.
Good. Provitamin A, people. Carotenoids that are converted, hopefully, if you're biologically in the right state, into retinol vitamin A. Let's remember that. Plants do not contain vitamin A. They contain precursors, provitamin A, and things that are converted into vitamin A, but...
Then beta-carotene.
Yes. Yeah, carotenoids. That's the carotenoid family. They're lipid-soluble. But people still think that vitamin A
is carrots. That's what everybody says. Oh, carrots have lots of vitamin A.
Yeah. Now, if they think that, what else are they thinking when it comes to nutrition?
Yeah.
If that is absolutely wrong and everyone thinks that, what else are they thinking?
Yeah.
That's my point.
Sometimes we don't want to know what other people are thinking.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Ms. Nancy Lockington. Nancy is the director of FemSport, and I remember when she only had a handful of competitors. And today, Nancy has hosted FemSport with 90 gals competing in Kamloops. It's very popular today, and it's really a functional type of training. And they do have camps for the FemSport. And maybe one fine day, I'll try to compete in FemSport.
I have decided to file a lawsuit against FemSport.
Why is that?
Because I applied, and they wouldn't let me in.
Oh, there you go.
That's a form of prejudice, and that's like these men in England that have these private men's clubs and they don't allow women, and finally women challenged it and won because it is a form of prejudice. Now, I don't know whether I would actually want to compete against the other women.
Of course.
Maybe
not.
I...
Wouldn't that be funny? Then you might lose.
No, I might win. I might
maybe
beat them
not.
All. That's,
maybe
that's,
not.
That's because I've got an edge. I'm bigger, faster, stronger.
Who knows if you're fat? You're bigger, that's for sure. But some of those gals are pretty big gals.
Yeah,
but
that's true. You know what?
Just because you're big doesn't mean you're fast.
There's some of those events which I'm sure some of those females in their lightning-like shape would just blow me away.
And never
mind.
Plus,
it's training. You got to train for it.
Hello.
These people are training for these events.
Well, this is what Nancy said that some people just come out and think they can do it. Well, no, there is a specialized training to do this kind of work.
Now, if we had this for men only, what would we call it?
They do have
it.
The guy sport? Man. They've got the strong man, the ultimate man. They've got all those men.
And
things.
Does the name imply that it's only for men? I guess it does, doesn't
of course,
it? Strong man.
A woman wants to.
Strong person.
Yeah, strong person.
Strong
yeah.
human contest.
Yeah. Like fire workers. What do they call
it? I read something recently in Sweden in the school system. They are now deleting the terms guys and gals and him and her because they see that as a form of programming. It's mainly for the people that have an identity issue and they're not a guy or a girl. They're somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And what about them? Are they left somewhere out in the cold? Are they a human being? So we can't necessarily assume that just by looking at somebody that they're a guy. It could be a girl that became a guy. Right?
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
Transgenders and all the rest of what's going on. We should not be prejudiced towards people and individuals.
Well, you know, when I went back to teaching dancing again and I had a group in front of me, I had to really be politically correct. I used to say the man's part and the lady's part when I was teaching the dancing. And now it's like the lead and the follow. And some of the way my sense of humor had to change because I had to be politically correct. And it's like, whoa, man, that's too much work for me.
Well, it's like
really
fireman,
is.
Right? Fire person. I guess all these names have to be modified so that
a police officer.
You know, it's not only an issue of political correctness. It's about changing an old standard, which was prejudice and founded on erroneous, invalid concepts.
So,
and we're moving towards a state of enlightenment.
What about a housewife? I guess you don't call her a housewife. You call her a homemaker.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a guy at home could be a wife. I
he
know
could
that
be a, home. He's a
man
home.
Who's a nurse is still called a nurse. But we think of a nurse as a female.
But
a nurse does not necessarily imply a gender.
No.
It's like in a Kleenex. It's tissue paper.
Yeah.
But we associate the concept. I mean, that's all marketing. It shows you how we're so much affected by marketing and watching television. It's unbelievable. So anyway, FemSport is a great activity. We want to support it as much as we can. And get to the website, and that information you'll find on our site. And get to Nancy's bio. And she was our last guest, obviously. And with each bio, we put the website up there so you can always check.
And the one thing about Nancy Lockington is she truly supports her athletes. Like, she's right in there. Like, she really loves what she does. She doesn't do it for the money. Whatever money, she doesn't do it for fame. She wants to be in the background. She truly loves what she does, and it really shows. She's genuine.
She's got grit, true grit.
That's right. Anyway, thank you, Nancy, for your wonderful interview.
Absolutely. Moving on, CHI Highway to Health update.
We got some anniversaries going on this month. You and I are celebrating 20 years of bliss, darling.
Torture, pain, suffering.
Yes, on my end. yeah, but we've been together longer than that, but we've actually, on the record, been married 20 years. And yeah.
Now, does the length of marriage absolutely equate to success in marriage?
In this day and age, yeah.
Wouldn't you say that socially, that when people get together, you know, and they have these little competitions, or when entertainers say, okay, who in the crowd has been married for 20, and everyone claps, and 30, and 40, and 50, and it seems as if we all associate the fact that they're still married and hanging on with success.
Hanging in there.
And how successful are these people in their marriage? I'm not talking about in their professions.
Yes.
I'm not talking about even financially or with children as fathers and mothers. I'm talking about as husbands and wives. How successful are they?
Well, we do know couples who are not happy in their marriage, but they stay together for the children. They stay together because it's their comfort zone.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. How many people do we know that are married that are happy? I mean, it would be easier to try and count those numbers than the numbers of people that we know who have hidden agendas, who secretly hate their spouses, and on it goes based on the conversations we've had.
A lot of our friends and family and colleagues, they just can't believe that we spend so much time together. And you know, like, we work together, we play together, we go to the gym together, we eat together, you know, we watch movies together, we do this together, that together. And I don't know, it's just, you know, you're my friend.
How do you judge success? I mean, if someone says they have a successful marriage, what does that mean to you?
Successful means that you are working towards, you're working together, that you're really best friends. And best friends don't hurt each other. Best friends can lean on each other. They can talk to each other. They can cry with each other. They can share their goals. The partner will be pleased at the success that the other partner wants in their life. They won't try to hold them back, you know? That's for me, so get on it, buddy.
Well, everybody's got a different definition of success, don't they? I mean, if you asked 100 people what their concept of success in marriage was, would they all tell you the same thing? So, but there's only one formula, E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
And there's no deviation from that. That is the formula.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't stand my husband, but he makes a lot of money and I can go shopping. So... Oh, that's really successful.
Well, I go back to the roots of our existence. A female will select a male based on his ability to sustain the family. So in essence, women have always been gold diggers, if we want to use that term. But you see, I don't see a problem with that.
You're going to get in trouble.
What about what men or what women say about men and vice versa?
We could go, that's a whole other story.
You know, yeah, exactly. But the thing is, okay, I'll tell you what success to me is. It's you came from the rib, so I'm going to beat you with it. And if I beat you into submission and you obey me, then I'm successful in my marriage.
Right. And that is simply put, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you know what? It's compatibility. It's love freely given and received. It's not a forced act. We're here because we want to be here. We get along. We enjoy each other's company. We don't have to be carbon copies of each other. Although if everyone was a carbon copy of me, the world would be at peace right now.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no war
mm-hmm.
if everyone was a carbon copy of me.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure. You couldn't stand yourself. You couldn't stand 100 of your friends, all Corey Hollies. Believe me, that they'd really get on your nerves.
I don't know. I'd like to try. It'd be like a Twilight Zone. I'd like to wake up and everyone look like me.
Oh, brother.
I think that would be
sure
so cool.
You are so vain.
I'd like
sometimes.
To clone myself, too.
I'm sure you. I know you
right?
want
and
to.
Breed a whole army.
Oh, brother,
of,
please.
Of
Let's
non-hostilian
move on.
People.
Let's move on. Okay.
So success out there is what you make of it, right?
Right. So happy anniversary, Corey. 20 years.
Yeah, the more the better, right? Let's keep piling on the decades so that one day we can be like those people we saw in Hawaii at the Waikiki Hula Show. Who's been here? Who's been married 60 years and this old decrepit couple that can barely even stand? They got their walkers and their canes.
But they're happy.
They're happy. Hey, that's success.
And, okay, CHI Highway to Health, 35th graduation reunion for me. 35 years ago, I graduated from high school and I am going to meet up with all my friends that I haven't seen for 35 years. So it's going to be pretty wild. I'm going to get together with one of my girlfriends who was my best friend when I was 14 years old. That's going to be a lot of fun. A couple old boyfriends are going to be hanging out. And I just hope I just don't drink too much red wine.
I know you are going to, and that's what these people do at these events. They go hog wild. They get away from their spouses. They get together. They start acting like fools and idiots, just like they were when they were 17 and 18. And you know what? I'm all for it. It's great. It's wonderful. Party on, Garth.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be
let
really
loose,
fun.
Let her rip. Now, here's another issue of marriage. How many couples do not allow their spouse to go to these kinds of events without, you know,
without
them accompanying them
alone or,
without being chaperoned, without being spied on or having a satellite, you know, trace your every move?
Well, maybe.
Or having a GPS attached to you. How about that?
Maybe the 5th anniversary they wouldn't, and the 10th and the 20th. But when you get to 35, it's like, honey, go away for a week and spend some time with your friends. You know, go see your old boyfriends. Go.
I think
after
that's one of the secrets of our success is that you've always encouraged me to go with the boys. Like I would go to Hawaii with my friends, or I would take the kids individually to Hawaii at different times and travel with them, and you'd encourage it.
Yeah.
Right?
I just wanted to get rid of you, that's why.
Yeah, and I wanted to get away from you. So that's part of the success.
Yeah, exactly. No, you
make
need
sure that you build into your program time away from your spouse so that you can survive being with them.
And that is simply put. Yeah, so that's our highway to health, and I think that should do it. So we got lots of anniversaries, and I'll let you know all about how it goes.
Awesome. And I look forward to many more moons to walk under with you on the Waikiki Beach, dear.
Aww.
To share our romance
Aww.
And barefoot experience.
Aww.
And with that, now that I've scored a point, what is your final word?
My final word is a Swedish proverb. A life without love is like a year without summer.